The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. We'll do our touchdown parlay coming up at 8:45. We had scheduled for 7:45, but people were all fired up about Hayfield High School.
Mm-hmm. Wanted to talk about it.
Right now, time for the entertainment page, driven by BMW Fairfax.
That's right. BMW Fairfax is DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for my girl Miriam. She's the new GM. Or, of course, you could check them out at BMWFairfax.com. They've got all kinds of military benefits. You'd be shocked whether or not you'd be eligible for one. It's just a great vehicle, no matter which one you get. They're just different. That's all I can say. Mention me when you get there. All right. Denzel has gone public. This is kind of interesting. So we did a story about him a few weeks ago where he kind of talked about how he's really going to limit his roles, right, as he winds down his career here.
Yep. Is Gladiator 2 out today?
I believe it is out today. Is today the 19th?
I think it is.
Oh, it's the 22nd. It's out. Yeah.
And I guess they're expecting, right, huge numbers, by the way, just since you mentioned that, because it's Wicked out. So Wicked
is out.
Gladiator 2.
Mm-hmm. Big weekend at the box office.
Could be a big weekend. They're comparing it to Barbenheimer, Cakes.
Mm-hmm.
So is that when Barbie and Oppenheimer came out?
It is, yes.
All right. I saw neither of those.
Although, I've seen both.
Everyone said that Oppenheimer was really good. Like, everybody I talked to.
It was really good.
Really long.
I think seeing it once is plenty. That maniac, Kevin McCarthy, seen it like a dozen times.
Is that, like, is that Oppenheimer on Netflix, or you got to do, like, pay-per-view for that?
I don't know. Not sure.
Netflix is so overrated. But Denzel, who is one of the stars of Gladiator 2... and who has opened up about being sober for 10 years now. How'd he do that?
He wasn't sober in Flight. I know that.
He wasn't?
He was not. He played a drunk pilot.
You think
that was the role.
You think he was drunk while he was acting?
No, I'm just saying that in that role, he was definitely a guy who was guzzling, I think, screwdrivers and then getting behind the controls of a 747.
That's an old school drink. I used to drink screwdrivers when I was younger because I didn't know anything. I just say, give me a screwdriver.
I've had them before, but it does seem like, I mean, could you order like an older man sounding drink than a screwdriver?
It's just,
or like a Harvey Wallbanger.
What's in a Harvey Wallbanger?
I'd have to look it up, but it just sounds like an old guy drink.
Right. But apparently, he's now talking about his past drinking problem. Where he actually, I guess his drink of choice really was wine.
Okay.
Wine was my thing.
He's a wino.
I was popping $4,000 bottles.
Ooh.
He said he had a 10,000 bottle wine cellar,
man,
in his house.
That is extensive and expensive, I'm sure.
he said, I had this idea of wine tastings, and he would have all these people to kind of cover for it. And then he just realized all the damage that he's done to his body.
Mm-hmm.
My mother actually was giving me a hard time yesterday.
Oh, she was?
You talk about all this drinking. You know it's so bad for you. She also was very anti-titillating Thursday.
Oh, she was? She was
against
that idea?
She does not like that idea, Valdez. I had a long conversation with her. My mom, very much against titillating Thursday.
Did you think she would be a fan of that idea?
I said, Mom, it's not going to be... You know, it's just going to be like girls like doing yoga or
something. I didn't do my homework.
It's not straight porno.
Yeah, it's just like girls on like a horse or something.
It's just like getting up to the edge.
I did find a video of someone cracking the back of this
like the
buxom blonde.
Buxom. Oh, yeah. That's a good word.
That's the big move that these online chiropractors do. They just get hot chicks, scantily clad.
That's their move.
Or very, very, very tight clothing.
Yeah.
And
that's the formula.
Yes,
yeah. to break the algorithm
all over the girls and crack their backs.
No. The one I saw is it was so like you know how you like you kind of lift a person up to like release the spine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he was lifting her up, and she had this low cut blouse, and it was just
the
jiggles.
Yeah, Mrs. Bickle, not a fan.
Yeah. Well, Valdez and I were actually discussing titillating Thursday yesterday after the show.
Yeah,
and we would like to do at least one segment of it. Where each of us come up with a video that we find on YouTube, G-rated or whatever, PG.
We can't do it next Thursday because that's Thanksgiving.
All right, the following
Thursday
but
we can do it.
But it's not like, you can't just like Google thong or something.
Yeah.
It's not like a bikini model.
You got to do some real research
here. They have to be doing like sort of mundane things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like cooking.
Right.
Or, you know, bouncing on trampoline.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Got it. I understand.
Yeah,
I understand the assignment.
That's the bit.
Mm. Okay.
And then we will have a contest to see who has the most titillating video.
Got it. Getting back to the Harvey Wallbanger, it sounds almost exactly like a screwdriver.
What is it?
1.5 ounces of vodka, 4 ounces of orange juice, 1/2 ounce of, I don't know what this is, Galliano L'Autentico liqueur.
All right.
Orange slice liqueur. And a maraschino cherry for garnish.
Yeah, it's not that different.
It's pretty much a screwdriver. One and the same.
Do you think I could? I don't know if I would be embarrassed if I went to the bartender and said, can I have a Harvey Wallbanger?
I think you should do it. Next time you're at Norbeck,
next time at the
one.
Club, say, yes. Kristen,
put it on your tab.
A Harvey Wallbanger?
Yeah. Put it on the tab that is B and then there's a number after it.
Yes.
I don't know what your number is.
I'm not telling you.
I know you wouldn't because then I'd run up a huge bill on your tab.
The bill is too big already. Kai Cenat. Do you know who that is, Cakes?
I think he's a streamer and like an influencer.
Yes.
And here's what I do know about him. I have no interest in what he's streaming or influencing.
Well, I don't know if he still does this, but he used to just do these crazy live streams where, I don't know, he would have a circus would come in his apartment, or he would have all of a sudden like horses would show up.
Right.
He would just do bits.
Yeah, he'd do pranks.
Crazy. Well, not even, I guess pranks. But he found a Twitch streamer, Cakes.
Ben Sinnott better. And he's barely on the field.
Yeah.
I barely see him.
He's better than Kai Cenat.
I have more interest in him.
But he says he found a Twitch streamer who has been live 24 hours a day for the last 3 years.
Okay, so
can you imagine
24/7 live stream like
everywhere you go? That means when you're in your car, you're live streaming. When you go to the grocery, you're live streaming.
Sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah,
sounds like too much.
That sounds like a little.
That sounds like too much content.
A little too desperate for attention. So remember that art that we've talked about that's been getting a lot of attention. So-called art. The banana that was like taped to a wall.
I do remember, yes. I saw the price tag that it went for yesterday.
All right.
I'm assuming that's what the story is.
Yes. It sold for $6.2 million. Okay. Meanwhile, that's not even the original banana. A bunch of people went in there and like ate the banana, stole the banana, smushed the banana. They had to replace the banana.
So it's like I could go to Harris Teeter and buy a banana and duct tape it to a wall.
Try it.
And call it art. And I could fetch $5 million for it?
It's so crazy.
No, but just because some, I guess, alleged artist did it, it has value. I mean, art is such a scam. That whole industry is a big giant scam.
And the guy that bought it, shocker, is like Cakes, a crypto mogul. Well, okay.
See, now, first of all, I don't have near that amount in crypto. Second of all, even if I did, I wouldn't waste $6.2 million of it on a mealy banana.
The guy's name is H.E. Justin's son, and he is the developer or founder of the cryptocurrency Tron. Okay.
I know nothing of Tron.
And he used his wealth. It was a
video game back in the day, though. I got sized.
He used his wealth from crypto to buy it for $6.2 million, and he said he's going to eat it.
Well, gross.
In the coming days, I will personally eat the banana.
That tells me he's stupid because he spent $6.2 million on something I can go to Giant and buy for 50 cents.
Yes.
He's dumb. I'm smart.
He says he's honoring its place in both art history and pop culture.
Okay.
He's going to eat it and then poop it out. That's what he should
just
do.
That's gross.
He should put that on the wall and tape it.
What that guy should do is send us his crypto. We will make it work better than buying worthless art.
Speaking of crypto, have you ever heard the term bro economy?
I have not.
So I read this article and it was talking about how the economy is transforming. That always happens with technology.
Mm-hmm.
And they said it was transforming to the bro economy, mm-hmm. which has three pillars.
Okay.
Crypto is one of the three yep. pillars. Day trading is another one of the pillars. Inside.
Rom loves pillar number two.
And pillar number three, sports betting.
Oh,
a lot of people have just gotten into these things and it's driving the economy.
I got two of those three on lock.
I know sports betting drives this station.
Oh, yeah.
I think my son is involved in all three.
Yeah.
He's a bro.
Total epitome of a bro. And he's a lax bro.
He's an econo bro.
Yeah.
New econo bro. Good That's for wild. Him.
Drabby, why are you handing me? I have this Jason
this
Kelce
is hot
story.
Off the press.
This is hot.
Brand, this is good.
This is a brand new.
Got the hot fire.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead. Is it? Are you giving me the one where we got in the confrontation outside the Jimmy Kimmel?
Yeah. We have audio. I want you to set it up.
Oh, okay. All right. So I guess Jimmy Kimmel had Jason Kelce on the show. And, you know, he smashed a guy's cell phone a few weeks ago. That mm-hmm. was, I can't remember what the deal
that was.
Guy
at,
was
it was,
guy
at
was hounding
Penn,
him.
It was at Penn State.
Yeah.
And a guy that was filming him and was calling his brother the F word, like, multiple times for dating Taylor Swift. Weird. So then Jason Kelce turns around and confronts him. Repeats the F word and then grabs his cell phone
and smashed it
into a billion pieces. And then he had to go on TV and apologize for reusing the slur.
Right.
Well, pretty fun.
Kelce had another incident, I guess, where he was outside after his filming an appearance on Jimmy Kimmel Live, and an autograph seeker, I guess, wanted an autograph.
Well, that guy's, whoever that is vermin, because I guarantee you it's an adult just trying to stir the pot. Vermin. That guy, I saw him outside of the building the other day, nibbling on something as I drove in, and it was a big rat. It was like this long. It was kind of scary.
So Valdez has the audio. Here's the confrontation, I guess.
You ain't nobody special. You're a bad guy that thinks he's on some pedestal. Don't be a I'm with it. My whole family. I don't care. The autograph. It's the attitude. There's death in these streets two blocks away, and you're being a You couldn't put it to our name? May we please?
I have a habit of not signing for people that follow where I'm going.
We're here at it. We're not following you. We get every guest that comes here. Morgan Freeman did it with a busted hand. That's 100 times bigger than your sorry ass. You got a podcast and you think you're a hot shot? You're nothing. You don't love nothing but money. I'll take you out anytime, and I'll be running the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Watch for me, you
what?
You.
What an entitled weird piece of garbage that guy is. I hope he's walking down the street and a grand piano falls out of a window and smushes him on the sidewalk.
What did Jason say his defense was? I don't sign autographs for people that are stalking
me where I am and everything.
Oh, like if he's walking.
But it was a group of guys waiting outside the studio.
The standard guys,
they're waiting to get signed.
Losers.
I wanted to be on
losers.
I wanted to be on against Jason Kelce, but yeah. I can't be.
No, you can't side with.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fully grown autograph seekers / harassers. They're some of the worst people on the planet.
He wasn't really a jerk there.
Who wasn't?
Jason Kelce.
No, he actually handled himself pretty well.
The other guy was a jerk.
I was guessing that he was going to act like a jerk.
No, he came over
smashed
and signed.
Another phone or something.
He came over and signed and shook the guy's hand, I think, eventually. But he may have been a jerk
before.
Yeah, the video's pretty wild.
That's wild. The guy assaults you verbally and you go over there and kiss his ass?
Yeah.
That's and then the loser crazy. Says he's going to be running the MCU soon.
And what's that guy say? He's going to be running the Marvel Universe?
Yeah, he's clearly an insane person.
Oh, yeah. God.
Hey, but he got his autograph.
He wins.
And he got ADs.
That guy wins. Yeah.
All right, coming up next, it's time for our touchdown parlay here on the Junkies.